Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. I'm a concierge high-performance psychologist providing luxury-level support to executives, entrepreneurs, celebrities, and athletes. With me today, I have Jim Lee. He's a financial futurist at StratFi. He has 30 years experience and is author of the book, Foresight Investing, A Complete Guide to Finding Your Next Great Trade. I have Daisy Cendeno. She has 20 years of being a communications coach for the Latino market and a multimedia journalist for TV and radio stations on the East Coast. She's based in Florida. And I have Simon Coles. He's the CEO at Amphora Research Solutions, where they free scientists from the tyranny of paper. He is also the founder of Better Conversations Foundation. The question today, what is kindness? Jim, what are your thoughts?
I really had to wrestle with this one for a little bit because it seems so basic on the surface. And what I came up with is kindness is really about thinking, feeling, acting, and speaking with the emotional well-being of others in mind.
Oh, I like that. That's a good place to start.
The first word that came to my mind was that I care. To show that I care, to connect that energy that you care about the person in front of you. And it's like it follows to be kind. It's automatically connected when you care. You just pause, you take your time, you just navigating that energy. And then that's what you give when you care, kindness.
Mm-hmm. So I like the sort of consideration of emotional well-being thing. I think that really resonates. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if you can be kind to somebody who's anonymous. Mm. Is there always some degree of personal relationship or at least personal attention involved in kindness? Can you be kind to a population of thousands? Possibly not. Mm. You might be sort of somewhat generous, but you'd be kind to a person.
It feels like we're kind of exploring that right now.
Yeah. Because I'm thinking about, like, I've been at events where I've seen strangers, people I don't know, that maybe their fly is open or something. And I'm that person who will go up to them and kind of whisper in their ear and say, hey, your fly is open, which is always a little bit weird because I'm a stranger coming up to them and leaning into them, right? Because I don't want to say it loudly enough. And so sometimes people are backing away from me and I'm like, no, come here. And I realize as a woman, I have a certain level of latitude when it comes to that. Like, they're more likely to let me get close to them than they might someone else. That would be kindness. And I when you first said that, Simon, I was like, is that anonymous? Well, no, because they're a person, they're in front of me. I know who they are in that moment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
I think there has to be a degree of personal connection. Mm-hmm. Even fleeting.
Mm-hmm. I think it has also to come from who you are as a person. It has to be something that you learned, you received, and you're able to translate it into your conversation. Can you learn kindness? I think yes, you can learn, you can navigate into what it is but it all depends also your upbringing, because for some people, kindness could be just showing up. Just being there.
There's some empathy I'm hearing. There's some compassion, friendliness. I feel like there is a possibility if you're kind, and I don't want to say too kind because that seems like an oxymoron, but letting people walk on you, not having good boundaries, not holding people accountable. Where's that line?
I kind of feel like when you are too kind, and I know some people that are, by the way.
What does that look like?
Well, it's when they're not kind to themselves.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Yes, that are you being kind to yourself question I found very powerful sometimes with people.
Yeah, we're so hard on ourselves sometimes. Yeah.
Does that mean there's a dichotomy where if you're kind to someone else, there's some level of not being kind to yourself, or there's a continuum? How does that work?
Some people, possibly the majority of people, would be kinder to somebody else than they are to themselves and their own inner voice sometimes. And I think a lot of people will allow themselves to say some things to themselves that they wouldn't allow any other person.
And when I'm going to say something that I think is going to hurt somebody, how can I say this in a kind way? Okay, I need to say this, but it has to come from that place, to, like I said at the beginning, that I care.
That's a good point, Daisy. I'm thinking about what you just said with what Simon said. I'm much more careful with my words and my language and how I talk to other people. I never think about how I talk to myself. It's just those things just come out. And so there's not that thoughtfulness that goes into it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, there's also an element of not only what you say, but how you say it, and more specifically, the energy that you put behind your words.
Is kindness an act or an attitude?
I think it's an attitude first, and then actions follow on that.
Could you kindly fire somebody?
Yes.
I think so. Yeah. I think you can deliver bad news kindly. Yeah. Okay. Because you can certainly deliver bad news in a narcissistic, I don't care,
unkind way.
F you kind of way. You can be unkind, then there must be a way to be kind.
Mm-hmm. But the other person has to receive it as well. Good that you, Simon, that you said, can you fire somebody? Because I had a situation that I was just trying to be very present in the moment. It was a friend. Mm. So I went with all my heart. I didn't even do it in the office because I was just trying to set up a way to deliver this. We're not going to be working on this project anymore. And I want you to know our friendship is very important. But you didn't take it that way. You had a meltdown. So you have to receive it too.
Well, there's an interesting part there in terms of whether kindness is an attitude or whether it's an action. And in my sense is if you don't have the attitude right, the action won't come out right either.
So at heart, it's a consideration for the other person's well-being, particularly their emotional well-being. Mm-hmm. So if you can't empathize with people, you're unlikely to be able to be kind.
And I'm also hearing Daisy say that you can, with all your heart, have the right intent and take all the actions that you think are the best you can do, and it can still be received as unkind.
We don't always see or understand other people's filters, even though we can try, certainly.
And the only thing that I was able to say is, I'm sorry you feel this way. That was the only thing that I was able to, just to remove myself from the situation, just leave it at that. I'm trying to be kind about this.
Well, there's an interesting point. Is at some point, it's the kindest thing not to say suck it up, buttercup, or something like that, rather than trying to prolong the emotion.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then on balance, there's the nice, which is the fake, ignore spinach in people's teeth, not do the tough thing.
That's true.
Like that's a completely different thing than kindness. I think kindness is doing the tough thing with heart.
With heart. Oh, yeah, I think it is.
And I feel like there's certain people, types of people who think about this and think about how is this going to land with the other person and how do I make it as nice as possible?
Well, there are a few different levels of nice. Okay. And those levels of niceness degree to the level of your relationship and the level of trust involved. You have the superficial nice, you have the genuine nice, and you have the places that you have permission to go into as someone who is a part of someone else's life.
That word trust that you use, James. When you're trying to be kind, there's some intimacy that you're trying to connect, and it's through trust. I don't want to lose that. That's why I'm here, trying to connect through kindness.
The human to human relationship.
Yeah. It's trust. We embrace trust and we value trust so much, which is great. But that's what we're fighting for.
Yeah, I'm intrigued by the concept of professionalism. And generally that is the sort of, I'm acting in a certain way because of the roles that are going on here. And there's less of your individuality and less of your humanness. So is it possible to be professionally kind? If you're being that removed and being professional with a less human connection,
you can still care. And that if we're talking that kindness is caring, then yes, you can professionally care. But you could also hide behind professionalism and not be kind and have a good excuse to not be as kind as you might otherwise be.
Yes.
That is our 10 minutes to talk about kindness. I think it's a conversation that needs to be had more often. So thank you so much for having it with me. And I look forward to speaking to each of you again really soon.